floor, please.
Item number 34, from the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to increase the purchase of service contracts with Horizon Healthcare for the Office of Consumer Affairs and Community Advocates for the Milwaukee County Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition in the Behavioral Health Division. This item was also referred to the Committee on Health and Human Needs. That committee recommended it for adoption by a vote of 6-0.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Mr. Chairman, was this item in the packet? I don't see
it. Okay.
It's not in the electronic packet.
34.
It's not in the electronic packet. It was emailed. Okay, so it's not in the online packet. Okay, I somehow missed
Ms.
it.
Ms. Dorff, do you have a summary that you can provide?
I do. This item is twofold. It includes stipends for Horizon Healthcare for people that have lived experiences that can help consult BHD. And the second part of it is for public service announcement administration for intergenerational substance abuse prevention.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, I just remembered initially, you know, there was $116,600 cost, but that was negated by the Federal Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Block Grant. So we have no tax levy impact here, and I'm going to move concurrence with Health and Human Needs.
Would you like to see the resolution?
I can pass it on. You got 30 seconds to look at it. We went over it well. Substance abuse treatment grant. It's right at the very end. Look at the end of fiscal note. Increase the contract in one area and then the grant offset it.
Supervisor Schmidt has moved to concur with the action of the Health and Human Needs Committee. From yesterday? Horizon Healthcare.
Mr. Chair, while we're waiting, I want to make sure that I acknowledge that Janelle did send it to us on the 29th. she knew she sent it. We get a lot of emails from Janelle these days. This one didn't get opened, apparently.
And additional information has been coming our way.
It's there.
Any further questions?
I appreciate it.
Okay, we have a motion to...
I move approval. I move concurrence.
We have a...
Oh, we have a motion
to concur with the action of the Health and Human Needs Committee. We have a motion to concur with the health with the action of the Health and Human Needs Committee. We're on item 34. An email was sent to Janelle. This is an action that was approved by the Health and Human Needs Committee yesterday.
Yes, is that yesterday?
That was yesterday. Supervisor Mayo, the night before had stayed up all night in Dineen Park for the homeless. So I believe that was the night before.
Yeah,
I was there too. I was there last night. That night. No, I didn't stay the whole night. You need a moment, Supervisor Cummings? On item 34.
I thought based on Act 14 that there was some sort of issue whether we should be concurring in other committees' action. So.
I heard no one come forward to say that we cannot concur with another action. With the action of another committee.
Let's move approval then.
Mr. Bailey is smiling.
Come on down.
Is someone from Corporation Council here?
So item 34 already approved by human needs.
Mr. Grady, the question is, given the provisions of Act, did you hear the question?
Yes, thank you,
okay.
Mr. Chairman. The Act 14 requires the committee to approve or reject a contract. Whether it's a motion to approve or a motion to concur in approving another committee's approval, I take that as a motion to approve. So I think they're functionally the same.
Okay.
Thank you. We can go back and forth.
Okay. Any other comments, questions, or concerns? Seeing no indication, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Health and Human Needs is approved.
Thank you very much.